بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم في الشارف بلاو الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت الشيخ العرب والجم شاكي محمد اختصب نبر الله مرقدو التايتل ہے تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ دل پہ مرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا میری ابدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا میری زندگی کا حاصل میری زیست کا سہارا تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت یہی عاشقوں کا شیوا یہی عاشقوں کی عادت
کبھی گری او بکا ہے، کبھی گری او بکا ہے، کبھی آہ سرد بھرنا، کبھی گری او بکا ہے، کبھی آہ سرد بھرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، یہی عشق کی علامت، یہی عشق کی ضمانت، یہی عشق کی علامت، یہی عشق کی ضمانت، کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے، کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے، کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا، کبھی ذکر ہو زبان سے، کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا، کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا، کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا، تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا،
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفى، اما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله المولانا العظيم. This very beautiful poem of our Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali rendered also so beautifully, and mashallah friends enjoying it also, and that should be the attitude, to enjoy to and express that attitude, the love especially of the Chishtiya Silsila, they don't hide that love, they show the love, the love of Allah, a person, the more and the more a person expresses it, the more it builds in a person, it grows more and more. And if you hide it, it also hides. And if you open it up, it opens up also more. So this beautiful poem, Tere aashiqo me jeena, tere aashiqo me marna. To live amongst your lovers and to die amongst your lovers. That means to be all the time with the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And with regard to expressing one's love, a person can try, express it to your wife and you'll see your love increases for her. If she will express her love will increase. And then if there is love, there is great enjoyment. But of course, it should not become more than the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's love must be the greatest love. And our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair has explained that the love of your wife or the love of the wife for her husband, jaiz, halal life, love. Allah writes it in his account that this is love for me. because it is according to my command. So a person who shows love to his wife, makes love to his wife, how many of us haven't got time to even just speak a few words, forget making love? How many unfortunately made love before marriage? After marriage, no making love. So, and making babies is not making love. That's a different department. And making love is a different department. And that marriage where there is love in, what a beautiful and what great enjoyment there is in there. And this will come, not only that you have it in your heart, that's why I'm buying groceries, I'm seeing to the house, I see to your needs, etc. No, to say it also verbally, and to express it also physically, that also this will increase the love between the couple. And Allah writes that love as though you made love to Allah Ta'ala. And also there is this fear also, if a person doesn't do it, then he will want to express his love. Then he'll find haram avenues to express his love. And he'll get involved in haram. So that capital you got, that petrol you got, that steam you got, use it in the right place, exhaust it in the right place. So then there's no chance to use it in the wrong place. Nothing is left to use in the wrong place. And then you will see that enjoyment also, and how you get saved of haram thoughts also. For haram actions also and haram thoughts also. But we don't do that. We don't show love to the wife. We haven't got time for it. We are too busy. But are the haram things? Then there we express our love. Hey, isi tarah se mumkin tere raah se guzarna. Hazrat says, there is the only way, and this is sunnatullah and sunnat rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way of Allah and his rasul, that if you want to go to Allah, reach Allah ta'ala, it's only this one way, which every week we read this ayah, that ittaqullah, become the true friends of Allah, reach Allah. There are many ways to reach Allah. One is taqwa. And for that, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be with the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Another great way to reach Allah is by his ma'rifat. And to gain the ma'rifat of Allah, Allah Ta'ala says, ar-Rahman, that Allah is Rahman, all the qualities of mercy, all great qualities, fas'al bihi khabira. Stay with those people and ask those people who have got this information of Allah Ta'ala. And they will lead you to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has made the system that you won't reach Allah on your own. You'll have to go through your sheikh. And if you can't understand it, then leave the question for akhirah. There is also another great point also. There are many things which we don't understand. Then what we don't understand, there are two ways you tackle them. One is you start finding fault because you didn't understand. And that is becoming more and more common. But the non-Muslim cities, they can't comprehend akhirat, they deny it. They can't fathom Allah Ta'ala, they deny the existence of Allah Ta'ala. And in deen and in shariat, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, Hakimul Ummat, what great knowledge. But he said, there are things I also don't understand. But how beautifully he explained it, that I opened one account of all those things I don't understand. I deposit it in that account. Then when Allah opens it to me and gives me that understanding, I transfer it from that account to the account where what I understand. So what we don't understand, don't find fault in it. Don't deny. If we don't know something, don't deny it. Like the Quran answers the question, the kuffar couldn't understand and comprehend akhirah. So they deny akhirah. If we don't understand something, if we haven't got knowledge of something, it doesn't mean that doesn't exist. If Honolulu, we heard the word, perhaps none of us have gone to Honolulu. By not going there or something doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So just like that, all these realities, if deficiency is enough, so a wise person accepts his deficiency. And afterwards, what are our brains? How small are not our brains? And then we want to deny the things which Allah has declared. The things which Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared. So there are many things which perhaps we can't understand. But just accept, I don't understand. This is a wise person. And this is that adab. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki rahmatullah alayhi had written a book, an article, and he gave it to Maulana Qasim Nanavati rahmatullah alayhi to check. So there was something which was not like correct, but he didn't say this is not correct. He made a circle around that and he said, I don't understand this. Okay? So that is that what we don't find fault. Say, I don't understand it. So this is a very, very important aspect. Otherwise, today commonly what we don't understand, whether it's with our elders also, our parents also. How many people find fault with their parents also? Whether it is with our ulama, and whether it is with deen also. And this is a serious thing when a person starts finding fault with your parents, with your ustads, with your mashayikh, then finally this person is going to find fault in Quran Sharif also. And finally he's going to find fault in deen also. And this is his exit from deen then. And where a person is humble and he says, my deficiency, my weakness, I don't understand, that person will be safe. So it's very, very important. So in order, so things that we don't understand, and many of our ulama in a casual way, they say, if you don't understand it, then akhirat you must ask Allah Ta'ala. So this thing Allah has made it, that in order to reach Allah, you have to go through somebody. In order to get deen, you have to go through somebody. In order to get a child, if your mind doesn't work, you hate woman, and you have to do have nothing from woman, then try and get a baby some other way. How can you get it? Allah made it. And now if you don't like it, you must ask Allah why you forced this way. Why you kept this method. So the same way, ruhani child to be born, that spirit, that ruhaniyat to come, Allah made it. You'll have to be in the company of somebody who has got that capacity who can transfer it to you. Just like the wife, a woman, Allah has made the capacity. You meet with her, she have a baby. Allah made it in that way. You go anywhere else, you're not going to get a baby. No matter how much you try, Allah made the woman such. So yeah, also this ruhaniyat, Allah system, Allah made it such that you go through the mashayikh, to those who have that contact with Allah, they are called mashayikh. And those who have got this love of Allah, the deen of Allah, at heart, in their heart, you stay with those people, it will come to you also. Just like you stay where you get married to a woman, you stay with her, inshallah you're going to get children. Allah made the system. So this is the only way in order to reach Allah Ta'ala. And for that, kabhi dil pe sabar karna, kabhi dil se shukar karna. Sometimes you will have to make sabar on your heart, on your desires. And Hazrat, according to our understanding of staying with Hazrat and seeing Hazrat's mizaj, this means to stay away from guna. Desires of guna will be in the heart, but now make sabr. Don't commit that guna. Your desire will be there. Sometimes it will be a weak desire. You can overcome it easily. And sometimes it's a very strong desire. And it will take you effort at that time to overcome that desire. And this will happen to everyone. At the beginning, this desire will be stronger. But if you make effort, it will become weaker and weaker. Till finally, easily you'll overcome. And strong desires of guna will hardly come. They will still come, but hardly much. Easily you will be able to overcome them. Kabhi dil se shukar karna. And when Allah give you tawfiq of his ibadat, of tahajjud, of enjoyment in your salat, of your tilawat, then make shukar to Allah Ta'ala. Sabr, to stay away from guna. And shukar, now Allah gives you tawfiq of his obedience, making dua, crying, making zikr, enjoying your zikr, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Ye teri raza mein jeena, ye teri raza mein marna. Just to live in the pleasure of Allah, that means in the obedience of Allah. Ye teri raza mein marna, and to die in the pleasure of Allah, that is that gunas, temptations and desires that come, you don't commit them. You rather say, I'll die, but I won't commit this guna. This way, meri abdiyat pe, ya Rab, ye hai tera fazal karna, that I'm just a slave of yours, one banda, abd of yours. What have I got in me, that this great quality, that I live in your pleasure, I die in your pleasure. That means, for your pleasure, I get up for fajr, I get up, for your pleasure, I make all my 5 times namaz, I make them with jamaat, it's hard. Sometimes asr namaz becomes a problem, difficult it becomes, sometimes some other namaz becomes, situations arise, when you can't manage, you find it difficult, but this is that it's only Allah's fazal, Therefore, Banda, he can do all this. Do otherwise, how many Muslim people can't comprehend that you get up for Fajr? How many parents, my children, they get up for Fajr? How they manage it? I can't understand how they manage. And they're still doing the whole day's work. Non-Muslims, they are astonished. They just can't understand it. Eh? And their not understanding doesn't mean it doesn't exist and nobody's making Fajr. Where the Fajr is in the UK, 2 o'clock in the morning in summer. But there are people who, and with Jamaat they are making, Azans are carrying on. So by us not being able to comprehend, doesn't deny the reality. The reality is there. If we can't comprehend or understand, that's our problem. So this is that on this slave of Allah, made of sand and water, product of made in this dunya, and he's fulfilling the commands of Allah which come from the heavens. He's fulfilling Allah's commands, Allah's prohibitions. He stay away from all those. There is only Allah's fazal. Otherwise this banda, where is he got the capacity? There is only the fazal of Allah. And if we understand that, pride will never come in that person. That whatever I do, it's not mine. It's from you, O Allah. That your fazal, your karam, where does pride come? Where you take credit for it. I did this. I wrote this. I made this lecture. I did this. I did that. But when you realize it's only the fazal of Allah, then inshallah pride won't even come near you. When this reality will dawn on a person, and that is again what Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali said, Maut mujhko na aaye jab tak ke raaz e tauheed se aagah na ho jao. That I don't die until I understand tauheed. To understand tauheed, this is not only that we say la ilaha illallah and I'm a muwahid, but that whatever actions we do, Allah your fazal. My dakhal, my share in there is zero. Nothing, it's only your fazal, that is tauheed. And where you say I did it, I achieved this by my saying, by my planning, now there isn't tawheed there. And pride will come into it. You become a mini god of your own making and your own thinking. You are no god, but you think I'm somebody, I did this. But if you ascribe it to Allah Ta'ala. Yahi aashiqo ka shewa, yahi aashiqo ki aadat. This is the way of the lovers of Allah. This is the habit of the lovers of Allah. This is their natural life. Hey, that they don't claim anything for themselves. You see them just sitting humbly. Allah, it takes great work, everything, but they don't ascribe it. They don't think in their mind, I did it also. That Allah, it is yours. That is a ashiq of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, he's a ashiq of his nafs. That I did this, I did that. But that Allah, you are the only doer. Kabhi ghiriya o buka hai, kabhi aahu sard hai. And for that, it is sometimes you are crying to Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes you are taking a deep sigh that, Ya Allah, my life has passed and you have been so kind, you have kept me on Islam. You gave me tawfiq of namaz, you made me a hafiz, you made me an alim, you took me for umrah, you took me for hajj, all this. And you just think of Allah and you thank Him. And how Allah saved you from gunas, and where you got involved in gunas, how Allah covered it up. Otherwise, it could have become so known in the public. What should have been your condition? That Allah, you have been so kind, how you covered up. And my terrible thoughts that come to me, what passes in my heart, you cover it up. If you have to expose me, what will happen to me, Ya Allah? So this, that connection with Allah, and the true reality that comes in a person. A person just thinks that from my birth till today, for me to have been formed was a miracle. For me to have been born was a miracle. After I was born, my mother couldn't fend for me. My father, it was only Allah who gave me my oxygen, who gave me all the inside of my, did my mother, did my father control the functioning of my heart, my lungs, my brains, all that. I was a small baby of 1-2 days old. 1-2 hours old. Who was it? It was only, and from then till now, 50 years, 60 years of my life, 70 years, Ya Allah, only you protected me, and you have brought me to here. So this reality that comes to a person, that Ya Allah, you are the only doer, and how kind, and in spite of me being so sinful, so unappreciative, I don't know what is appreciation. I don't know what is to say Jazakallah, or to say Shukriya, and yet you just shower your favors even more. And those certain favors, few that we can understand, and billions and trillions which we don't even know about. And we cannot even understand them. Allah's favors are upon us all the time. And Allah is increasing His favors also all the time. Yahi ishqi alamat, yahi ishqi ki zamanat. A person who has got this, this is the sign that he has got the love of Allah. There is the guarantee he's got the love of Allah. What a beautiful poem of Hazrat. Kabhi zikr ho zubaan se, kabhi dil mein yaad karna. Sometimes the zikr is on the tongue, reading Quran Sharif, making duas, and tasbihat, all that, and sometimes just in the heart. But you are connected with Allah. The lovers of Allah, almost 24 hours, they are just connected with Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes, little bit, they become unmindful, but automatically the thought comes back about Allah. Whether it is in tilawat, whether it is in namaz, whether it is just driving, whether it is just lying on the bed, but your thoughts just go to your beloved, is a natural and automatic thing. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. And in order to achieve all this, the sum total of my life and my life support, like a person goes to hospital, ICU, they put a life support, it helps him to breathe, ventilator, all these things they put on that person, it carries my support of life, my real support. And what is the sum total? Some people, sum total is, I got 2 properties, I got 5, I got 2-3 motor cars, I got a business, I got this, I got that. That's the sum total of their lives. But Hazrat says, what is the sum total of my life? And what is my life support? Tere aashiqo mi jeena, tere aashiqo mi marna. To live amongst your lovers, to die amongst you, to be all the time. That is what I cherish. And any person who has got reality within him, he'll know there is the greatest treasure. All our properties, investments, our bank balances, whatever we have got, nothing can compare with the love of, and Allah's love comes from the lovers of Allah. You won't get it from any other way, you'll only get it from the lovers of Allah. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab? I had no idea whatsoever, what is your love, O Allah. And perhaps I can say safely, subject to correction in any case, that here in South Africa, Tal Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh didn't come, nobody knew of the love of Allah. I can say it's subject to correction, but my observation is that nobody knew what is the love of Allah. Ibadat we knew, to become an alim, to go for hajj, to go in jamaat, but love of Allah Ta'ala, we didn't even hear the words of the love of Allah. There wasn't really. Now that it has become common, we might not be easily be able to accept it. But at that time, in fact, Dr. Professor Salman Nadwi, Damat Barakatuhum, told Hazrat at one time, I was present at that time, he said, Hazrat, by your coming, South Africans who knew nothing of the love of Allah, you have taught them this love of Allah. And there is no doubt about it. There are many buzurgs also who came, but they spoke more on Shariat, on Deen, etc. People became pabandh on Deen, people gave up gunas also. All that happened. But the love of Allah, Allah kept that in the share, in my opinion, of Hazrat Mahasha Hakim, Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah. And not only here, throughout the world. This was Hazrat's mission. So this love of Allah, we didn't know anything what it is. Tere aashiqo se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. We learned it only from your lovers, O Allah, how to give our lives at your threshold. For your sake, a person is prepared to give his life for Allah Ta'ala. Today, yeah, from how many different places we have come. This is all just through Hazrat Hakim Sahib's barakat. Otherwise, there was no question. We knew nothing like majalis. Or there was nothing like Bayat, that we, few people used to go become Bayat, by Hazrat Mana, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Mana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, but very, very little. Amongst the women, hardly. There was anyone that became Bayat or anything. But today, Alhamdulillah, by the efforts of our Mashayikh, and particularly in this field, and also many Mashayikh, but they come more in the color, the rung of ulama, give bayans also, but they don't highlight and they don't promote the soul. Our Shaykh came specifically for the soul. That was another great difference which Allah had blessed our Shaykh with. Hazrat Mahan Shah Masihullah Sahib, Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mahan Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, they all came for the soul. But normally ulama come, Then maybe somebody came for collection, he makes a bayan also. Somebody comes particularly to make bayans, they go on to make dora of bayans, etc., which is all part of deen. But to promote the tasawwuf and the love of Allah and to speak of Islam, and so openly as Hazrat spoke, and the serious diseases which are prevalent, this perhaps also, well, I can say, subject to correction, but my observation, that generally it was swept under the carpet. Hazrat opened it completely. And he did a great, great favor on the ummah that he spoke about these diseases, which normally we shy away from talking also. But Hazrat opened it up. And by that he led us towards Allah Ta'ala. Allah give Hazrat highest stages of Jannah. And may Allah let us benefit continuously from the teachings of Hazrat inshallah. Yeah, in this kitab of the questions that were sent to Hazrat, here is one letter. It's a bit long. We'll finish it in pieces. And this is from Maulana Abdul Mateen, who's a Khalifa of Hazrat. And we have the good fortune of meeting him. And he makes lot of muhabbat. I have great, great, great love. And my respect and love of here for him increased so tremendously when on one occasion we are having majlis by Hazrat. It was most probably after Azhar or maybe the 11 o'clock majlis, the whole khanqah was full, and suddenly Hazrat just stood up. And then we all looked, and Maulana Abdul Mateen just had come. So much of respect. If ever I envied somebody, I envied him. That Hazrat just stood up for him, and Hazrat couldn't walk, but Hazrat like started walking, and he came and Hazrat met him. And we'll understand from here why he had that great position in the heart of Hazrat. Bangladesh mein Hazrat wala Madzilum al Ali ke aashiq murid. In Bangladesh, this not only murid but aashiq murid, great lover of Hazrat. Or Khalifa Ajjal, and one of the special great Khalifas of Hazrat. Or Shaykh al Hadith, and he's a Shaykh al Hadith also. Hazrat Maulana Abdul Mateen Sahab ka Arida, the letter that he wrote to Hazrat. He writes, Ya Astana Aliya. This is how he starts his letter, Astana Aliya. That this great threshold, this great more than the throne of a king, or the doors of the palace of the king. Mujaddid Kamil, a person who is just what we were speaking about, a Kamil, complete and perfect Mujaddid, who revived what the Tasawwuf is. Otherwise, generally, from before Hazrat Mahat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, the Tasawwuf was only to such a zikr, etc., or the Shaykh is sitting there, all wrapped up in shawls and with a big amama and jubba, and he's just making dam on water for people, people bringing their babies, blowing on the babies, some sick person blowing on the sick person. That is not what the tasawwuf is. That's one small part of it. But the islah of the people and connecting them to Allah Ta'ala, this is, and that was gone out. Otherwise people, what was a buzurgi was, or many places only ta'wiz, just giving out ta'wizat. That is a great buzurg. You got any illness, go to him. He'll give you ta'wiz. Or he'll make dua for you. Sit there only to make dua. No, that is all part of it, but a small, small part. The real thing of the tasawwuf is islah of the people and connecting them to Allah Ta'ala. So, Ghawth-e-Azam, our great, great spiritual leader, Imam Siddiqeen, Imam of those who are the true servants of Allah Ta'ala. Sartaj awliya'i ummati Muhammadiyya ala sahibiha alfa alfa tahiyya. And the crown of the awliya of the ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yani arif kamil, the person who has got the complete marifat recognition of Allah Ta'ala. And this is how a murid must be in his heart about his Shaykh. And how much he has got that, so much he'll benefit from the Shaykh. If you like a person working for somebody, you got doubt he's going to pay me end of the month. You might come 1-2 days to work, you'll stop coming. That I don't think I'm going to get paid. Yeah, I can see how he's carrying on. Then you won't carry on working also. Where are you going to get paid? But that person who got conviction and he works properly, even extra time, he comes early because he knows this boss here, he pays you properly and he'll even pay you more. You come before time, you leave after time. He'll be happy, he'll give you a little bonus also. So the person who's got that yaqeen, he, according to that you get. And not only from your Shaykh, that comes long after. أَنَا عِنْدَ ذَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. What our ghuman is of Allah. Many people who make dua, they got doubts how our duas will get. Some got doubts Allah is existing, so to who are they making dua? They got doubts in that also. Some got doubts that my dua way is going to get accepted. So they got doubts on that also. So they, like you working for the boss and you think he won't pay me. Where, then what you going to get? How much yaqeen you got? According to that Allah deals with a person. Arif Kamil, Mukammal Murshidi, and my Murshid who is Mukammal, who is perfect, wa Maulayi, and the person who is my godly figure, a saint, you are my great saint. Damat Barakatuhum, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was the introduction. Now see after the introduction how he writes. Ba'd Salam Masnoon wa Tahiyyat, after Sunnat Salam and greetings, Hazrat Ji. Oh my, oh Hazrat, mere mehboob, my beloved, mere murshid paak, my pure guide, Khuda Ta'ala aap par beshumar rahmat barsa de. May Allah Ta'ala shower unlimited mercies of His upon you. Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, by faiz aapke, by your face, by your kindness and your tawajjuh, your dua. اپنی ذات میں آپ کی عنایت و برکات خاصہ مشاہدہ کرتا ہوں. In myself, I see, I witness کہ آپ کی عنایت و برکات خاصہ, I see, I witness your kindness and your blessings in me. That by your blessings, your teachings, I can see how Allah has blessed me. And what I find in myself now, what I was, what I am now, the love of Allah, love of Deen, etc. I karta rehta hu, continuously I experience. This is, and how much a person has found it in him, he'll be able to express. If there is nothing in him, what is he going to express? If he has found it, he will be able to express it. And he will talk about it. A person who picks up a gold coin, a dumb person also. When he gets home, he can't keep quiet. How he'll show the, he's a dumb person. But how happy he found the treasure. Something he found. A person who finds illicit love on his way home. He got involved, he talked to a lady or something, and he's so happy. He's overtaken with it. He can't keep quiet. He's overtaken with haram and with a less love if it has come in a person. And from who your yaqeen is, you got it from the, my sheikh guided me. You won't be able to keep quiet. You'll just be bubbling about it. We see small children. We see a little child for Eid. A 9, 10 year old got a pair of shoes, Eid shoes, Eid dress. They can't, all the time they're just looking at it, pecking it away, taking it out again, looking at it. It's that love is such a thing. So if you have found the love of Allah, then you won't be able to conceal it. You'll just talk about it. And then he carries on, "Eh Mahbub," as I say for about 1.5-2 pages, you just see. "Eh Mahbub, oh my beloved, dard-e-shadeed ke saath aapki yaad mein ah, ah, karta rehta hoon. What a great pain and great love of yours. Of yours, I just think about you. We can't imagine it. We can think of it. The wife, perhaps the first week we made such love, or before marriage, or with some haram, illicit affair, we can show love like that. But with a legal wife, we can't. Or with our motor car that we talk about, or our new cell phone, some new thing, some new gadget we get over to, but with your sheikh's love, that you are like this. And alhamdulillah, there are some friends of our who write also such beautiful letters, and they express this love also. And it is amazing that here, and is also the barakat only and the sadqa of our sheikh, that our friends here also can have this love and express, of course not to this level. May Allah grant it to all of us to have love like this for our mashai. Mere mehboob, my beloved, mere murshid, my guide, mere do jahan, my true words, you are my true words. Mere deen or iman, you are my deen and iman, through you have guided me, and I got this deen and iman. Khuda ki qasam, and he takes qasam of Allah. And Hazrat many times used to say, Allah gave me also a topic, I should express my love and I should take Allah's, he said, dekho, Allah ki qasam bhi le raha hai. He's taking qasam of Allah Ta'ala. Aapko ek nazar dekh lene ko karoro karoro jannat se zyada qeemti janta hoon. Just to see you for one split moment, I regard it more valuable than millions and millions of jannats. A person has so much love. for his share, then where won't he get that love of Allah Ta'ala also? Also, many people even sitting here, who are our friends, who are murids, will also start, this now hulu, overdoing it, too excessive. If you haven't, like a small boy who doesn't know what is to be baligh, what does he understand? He'll say, these big boys, I don't know what's wrong of them. All the time talking about girls, talking about guns, talking about cars, talking about films, talking about music. He is interested in his marbles and his flying kite. That is what he said. But when he'll become baligh, then he will understand what it is when a boy reaches this age or girls reach this age, then with their whole everything just changes in their lives. So those who don't understand, they will say, hey, there's too much bulu. This is now what you're making of the sheikh. But those who have that love, they will be able to understand. Khuda ki qasam, ey mehboob, again Allah's qasam, oh my beloved, aapke ghubare aqdam ki qeemat karor, ha karor, shams o qamar bhi, the dust of your shoes, of your feet, is more better to me than thousands of suns and moons also. That is, it has got more greater. Wallah, summa wallah, khaak bhi ada nahi kar sakte. Nobody can fulfill the rights of what you are. Khudai Dhul Jalal ki qasam. Again he takes qasam of Allah. Meri jaan, my life. Aapko siwai tajalliyat haq ke kuch nahi jaanti. My life knows you nothing as Allah Ta'ala has showered his rahmat on you, his tajalliyat on you all the time. I just see you as an angel. I see you as Allah's focus or Allah's special focus upon you. I see you like this all the time from inside me. بس اوقات دیر دیر تک آپ کی روح پاک کے انوار و تجلیات کی مشاہدہ میں اپنے آپ کو غرق پاتا ہوں. So many times for long periods I find myself totally absorbed in the انوارات and تجلیات of yours. That is what Allah has blessed you, what Allah has given to you. I find myself absorbed in that. I mean, a different world with that. So such love of the Shaykh, and we reread that previously also those people who had this kind of love for Allah, where Allah Ta'ala took them. Maulana, inna wajkale, mashallah, in Bangladesh, mashallah, his khanka is there, his Darul Uloom is there, and how long, great work, how many people are turning towards him. How much you have love for your Shaykh, you get the love of Allah. The object is the love of Allah, not that you stop by the Shaykh. And if you just stop by the Shaykh, then you haven't reached, which Hadrat says, manzil ho ke bhi meri manzil nahi. Even your Shaykh is your station. Through him you will, but don't stop by your Shaykh. Go further. And that is a Shaykh who won't take you just, you love me so much, now he takes advantage of you something. Whole life you become my khadim, you serve me. No, he will move you on towards Allah Ta'ala. That is the object, to reach Allah Ta'ala. So that is, that. And the more a person has this genuine love of his share, the more he will reach. And this person won't be even worried of the objections of people. People will pass funny remarks, but he will enjoy it. It will be a little time for him for amusement. And he will just laugh it off very nicely. It won't hurt him. It won't. Otherwise, some people get mad that you speak like this. What are you talking of our Shaykh and you? This you are saying. It won't be anything for him. He will take it and he will enjoy. May Allah grant us this true love, inshallah. And all these are things which we never knew. Only our Shaykh, Ahmad Barakatum, taught us. Ulama par deen ki jagirdari ka ilzam ghalat hai. Many people, especially modernists, who regard themselves as academics, studied in university, or even they didn't study just because today they are 2 cents in their pocket, they got some property or something, now they think they are big people. And they accuse the ulama that have made deen their property. The deen is there, but nobody else got a share in them. So Hazrat explains us that this accusation is a total wrong accusation. That what they say, that the ulama feel that deen is their property, they own deen. And they can say about deen what they want to. Kya annari aur johala ko ye haq hasil hai? Hazrat says that these who are annari, who are stupid, who are idiots, or juhala, who are ignorant people, and compound ignorance. Not only one is a person doesn't know he's ignorant, and he admits it, I don't know, he's ignorant. One is a person who doesn't know, and he thinks I know. How ignorant is in that person, and he thinks he's an authority. That is a compound ignorant person, who doesn't know, he thinks I know. And he's convinced I know, and he is wrong. And he's adamant, he wants to prove his point. How ignorant is in that person? So such people, MBBS degree wale, people who have got this MBBS degrees, BSc, MA, whatever degrees they got. Doctoron ko doctori ki jagirdari ka ilzam lagaye. If they accuse that the doctors feel, and they say that they own and possess the medical field, and now you accuse them, that how can you say, we also got the right? We can also go and operate. Why only doctors must operate? And why only must doctors diagnose and prescribe medicine? I'm a rich man. I got an engineering degree. So why can't I diagnose a person? We will know how stupid this is. So just like that, the ulama who have studied how many years, and they studied grammar, they studied language, they studied principle, usuls, what and what they studied, how not hadith, Quran they studied. And now you say that, no, we also got the right, we can give our opinion. Or a person who is a doctor, he wants to go giving his opinion in engineering. The engineer, he says, I don't need an engineer, I'm building my house, I'm a doctor. I can drop the plans myself, what will happen? So as nobody can, everyone has got his department. But when it comes to deen, deen is free for all. Then everyone becomes a mufti, and everyone gives his opinion, and he says also, in my opinion. Deen, the basis of deen is Quran and Hadith, and there is nothing more solid in the world than Quran and Hadith. But yet, for our own thinking, and our Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say it so beautifully, people going on a train journey, for example, they buy chevro, they buy popcorn, or they smoking, and they say, chalo zara deeni guftagu kare, let's have a deeni discussion. In our time, you're sitting on your couches, Western style complete, no topi, you're dressing far from Islam, no sign of you being a Muslim outwardly, cigarette in your mouth, or pipe you are smoking, or cigars you are smoking, and you say, let's have a discussion on this matter here. What you got the right to discuss that? And then you say, how many, there are people who are call themselves academics, 5, 6 sit together, read one ayat of the Quran, everyone gives his opinion. And that by opinion, this ayat means, what a serious matter it is. Where that person, if we sit together, we got no knowledge of medicine, and we take a medical book, or we take some medicines, injections, tablets, and we say, in my opinion, I must give this person 2 tablets he must take. I must give him this. We don't know how to even hold the injection. We don't know how to put the needle in the person. What will we do with the person? So, but when it comes to deeni matters, everyone becomes, I got also a right. It's not only the ulama's right. Not only the mufti's right to give fatwas. My opinion also, I also got an opinion. I'm also a human being. Like this people, what so many stupid people say about Imam Abu Hanifa. Whom rijal, wa nahnu rijal. They are men, we are men. They give opinions, we can give. Where we compare to give our opinions on these matters? Isi tarah professor ho, wakil ho, or engineer ho, kubhi qiyas kar le. All the different departments think of them, it's so easy to understand. Pas ilm-e-deen ki mahir ho ko bhi ye ilzam batil hai. Similarly, to accuse the people who are experts in the matters of deen. People, not only who have studied 6 years, whole life they are teaching hadith. They are giving fatwas, they are muftis, they are doing deen, they are involved in deen 24 hours. And you hardly got time for namaz. You're not even performing your namaz, but you're giving your opinion on deen. And you feel you got a right to do this. How wrong isn't that? May Allah, and this is also sheer pride in a person. And ignorance to its limit. Compound ignorance that this person is suffering from. And this is so common amongst good pious people who outwardly look pious, but they also, we got the right of deen. And the ulama, they just bypass the ulama. They don't even ask them for fatwas, they don't ask them for masalas, make their own decisions, make their own usuls, etc. No, the ulama are the people who have studied deen, understand deen from the ulama. You can't understand from anything else, no matter how much you excel in something. But to get this knowledge of Quran and Hadith. Unfortunately, this has been totally gone out of order. And people just giving their own opinions, etc. And they've made a mess of deen in their mind. Deen Allah is protecting. The true deen is there. But what they have made of deen, they have messed themselves up and destroyed themselves. And for that reason, the respect and of the ulama is absolutely essential. Even if an ulama makes mistake, alim makes mistakes, even if he's not practicing, but that knowledge Allah has given him, you haven't got that knowledge. You can't compare with him in any way. Just because you making 2 rakats extra namaz or something, or you dressing properly like a Muslim, and you think you are better, this is totally wrong. The ulama, Allah has given them a special place, and also, we have seen that those friends of ours also, students also, who find fault with the ustads, who find fault with the ulama, the public generally, either it's just in your heart also, and you find fault of your seniors, that person is never in a happy state. He is always miserable. He is always, always unhappy. He is miserable all the time. With your juniors, yes, there you find fault, you correct them, but to find fault in your seniors, and to find many children who find fault in their parents, and what were things they say about the parents, how they talk about the parents, or about your ustads, or about the mashayikh, the ulama, the seniors, a person who finds fault in them, in his heart, or worse, verbally he speaks about it, that person is in a sad condition. And he's miserable. You see that misery on his face. And a person whose heart is clean, there is a great ni'mat of Allah. And he has got respect for the people who Allah has given respect. Allah has given respect, you got respect for that people. Then you see happiness on that person. And that person, you will see him, even Allah gives him tawfiq of practicing on deen, etc. Otherwise you even get deprived of your namazes. You get deprived of your children becoming alims also. You get deprived of ilm in your house also. Of amal also you become deprived. And you wonder where all this comes from. It is that dirt which is in the heart, which is in the most important place, the nerve center, the heart, where everything happens, that is clogged. How can anything else work? If that has to be cleansed. And for that, Allah has given us our amal, our 5 times namaz, tilawat of Quran Sharif, zikrullah, just the tasbihat a person reads, subhanallah 33 times. It's a purifier of the heart. Alhamdulillah, it's a polisher of the heart. Allahu Akbar, it shines the heart. If we do it consciously, this will cleanse the heart. And then we will be saved. And a person, what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, his khadim al-khas, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if you can, which also shows it's not easy. When you go to sleep, cleanse your heart. Have no ill feelings for anyone. No malice for anyone. If you can do that, do that. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is my sunnah. Our sunnah is, is it sunnah to eat sweet before or after meals? And in order to make sure we make amal on the sunnah, we eat before also and after also. Whereas there is no sunnah of eating sweet before or after meals. But we want to do that. But the sunnah of cleansing the heart, that sunnah we don't make amal on. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah. Yeah, in this kitab, Waridat Akhtar, the things which Allah had inspired Hazrat about with regard to this kitab, the Masnavi of Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali. Sahil se lagega kabhi mera bhi safina. Sometimes my ship, my boat will also reach the shore. In other words, my aspirations, my desires will also be fulfilled. Dekhenge kabhi shauk se Makkah or Medina. And we, that time will come when we will also see Makkah and Medina with our eyes. And we will also get that enjoyment. Ko ishka maujood hai har dil mein dafina. Though the aspect of love is buried in the heart, is a treasure in everyone's heart. If you ask any Muslim, he wants to go to Medina. non-Muslims are desirous to go to Mecca, they die and they go, they camouflage themselves. And how many accept Islam just by seeing the Kaaba entering Mecca Sharif? Milta nahi lekin kabhi be khoon aur paseena. But this doesn't come without a sacrifice. Not just like that will you get that enjoyment of Mecca and Medina also. You'll have to sweat. And in other words, you'll have to sacrifice, cleanse yourself, and make your connection with Allah, with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gain the marifat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand what is Medina Sharif, then see the enjoyment that will come. Not just a hope, and then it comes like that, or a aspiration. No, it will come when that really comes. Allah re, ye josh muhabbat ki bahare, oh Allah, this great josh, bahare, the season of spring when everything is so nice, my heart is filled with waves of the enjoyment of the season of spring. But where did this enjoyment come in? Enjoyment come in my heart. That just thinking of Medina Sharif, thinking of Rosa Mubarak, thinking of at this moment the tawaf that is carrying on, at this moment the amount of people reading Salatu Salam, just to sit in the Haram Sharif, all this enjoyment a person comes, where did it come? Ek aag ka darya sa lage hai mera seena. A fire of love is burning in my heart. That this love, I'm far from Mecca Sharif, but to be present, to read Salatu Salam, just to be there, just the thought of Mecca, Medina, the breeze of Medina, the wonderful breeze of Mecca Sharif, all this great, there is a fire of love in my heart. E ashke nadamat mein tere face pe qurba. Oh, this tears of sorrow. What those tears give you, what enjoyment you get, what benefits you get from, I sacrifice my everything on the tears of sorrow that I'm not there in Mecca Sharif, I'm not in Medina Sharif, etc. Barsa hai jo aasi pe ye rahmat ka khazina, that Allah Ta'ala's mercy that has poured down on the sinner, that you got tawfiq of making tawbah. Allah's mercy is pouring down that you think, I destroyed my life. I've completely annihilated, I've done great harm to myself. This is Allah's rahmat that is pouring down. It's only Allah's fazl that is pouring down upon a person. Hey, shart kisi ahle muhabbat ki tawajjuh. But you want to enhance, go forward now. The condition is, get the tawajjuh, get the dua, get the love of some Allah wala. Let him keep his eyes upon you. Let him nurture you and guide you. Milta nahi warna ye muhabbat ka nagina. Otherwise this great gem of the love of Allah, you won't get it. Allah opened your heart. He gave you the understanding. I must make tawbah. I must correct my heart. And all my wrong what I have done, I must wipe it off. For this, make connection with some Allah wala. And for that, Allah made the system that in this way you will get that. Just as we mentioned at the beginning, Allah's system, you want a child, you'll have to get married. You'll need a woman to get a child. So ask Allah, why you confined it to that? Why can't I get a child from a pool? Why can't I get a child from a stone? Why can't I from a woman only? Why? And they got so much of the vibes and this. So I don't need a woman in my life. I just leave them out. I will get a child from somewhere. You'll never get a child. So the love of Allah, you'll also need a share. And you need his tawajjuh. No matter he's got whatever vibes he has got, or whatever his mizaj or whatever, but you'll need him in order to get that love of Allah Ta'ala. Maana ki masaib hai rahe ishq mein akhtar. As it says, I do understand and accept that in this path of the love of Allah, there are difficulties also. Ups and downs will come, difficulty will come. Par inke karam se jo utarta hai sakina. But when a person tolerates and perseveres and carry on, then Allah's mercy pours down upon that person. So go in this path, you will find blockages, you will find hardships, you will find it difficult. But Allah's rahmat will pour down, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities, inshallah. Where is the student who wants to become bad? Is he here? Come forward. Let's try and join us for the zikr in the morning when you can. Your classes are more important, eh? But when you are finished with classes, then join us for zikr, inshallah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat: O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my wants and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of us, of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya and Naqshbandiya and Qadariya and Saharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakah of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayah. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my mort on imani kamil, on kalimai shahadat, wat afiyat, izzat, rahat, salamati, and aman. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in jannat with all the righteous and pious. We are not accept. Then you speak to Mana Musa, he'll explain to you. Right? And Abdullah, you keep contact with Abdullah. Explain to so, the Mushara. Where's the Mushara?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inshallah, next week, the Isha time will be changing to Adhan will be at 8:15. And 8:30. This is originally, I mean, 8 o'clock and 8:15. This is the original time change which supposed to have taken place. And after about 3 weeks, and beginning of April, normally our time changes, and then we start having the program after the Isha Salah. One drive which was brought forward was that if the brothers are happy, they are finding it difficult to come after Maghrib Salah, after Maghrib. So maybe next week we can change the Isha time by 30 minutes. That is, at 8:15 will be Adhan, and 8 o'clock will be Salah, and then after Isha Salah we'll have the Majlis. So from next week, what do the brothers feel? This is the Mashwara. Should we change the time now to after Isha, or should we continue after Maghrib still? And after 3 or 4 weeks time, then we change the time to after the Isha Salah. The different brothers from the different areas.
Azan will be 8, and Jamaat 8:15. Or must we change the Mass next week by 30 minutes, one time? 7:45 and 8 o'clock from next week, or must we leave it like this for 3 weeks? And after 3 weeks, then we have our majlis after Maghrib. What do brothers, especially the brothers who come from far places, Rustenburg, Benoni, Springs, etc. What will be more easy and comfortable? Rustenburg brothers, yes, sir? From next week, make it quarter to. Some other brothers? Ji? Ji? MashaAllah. Other brothers? The brothers who come from a little distance, those who are here from Azadwell or around here, for them it's not a big problem. Other Rustenburg brothers? Tamune Kemlanke. Yusuf? Joburg, you will get traffic or something. Traffic is heavy. By next week, Isha Azan can be given by quarter. So if all are comfortable, we change it to quarter to 8 from next week. Then we have Majlis, 8 o'clock Jamaat, and after Isha we have Majlis. Inshallah.
Inshallah, Hazrat will be traveling. This weekend, inshallah, will be our monthly Majlis. On Laylatul Sabt, Friday night, after Maghrib Salah, in Homestead Masjid. And then Laylatul Ahad, Saturday night, here, after the Maghrib Salah. And then inshallah, on Yom Al-Ahad, in the morning from 10 o'clock to Zuhur Salah, will be our monthly Majlis. Then inshallah, on the 12th of Jamaad Al-Ukhra, inshallah, we should all try to come for these programs, and try and bring others. And even preferable, if on like the whole 3 days, we try and spend in from the Jummah, try to come and spend our until the Yom Al-Ahad Sunday, the 2 days, 48 hours, we try and spend our full time. And if not, then at least from Yom Al-Sabt, we have a program after Asr Salah, after Maghrib Salah, again is the Ash'ar program, after Fajr is the program, and then 10 o'clock till Zuhar Salah. So if a person can spend the time, the full 48 hours or even 24 hours, inshallah, he will benefit very greatly. We should try to bring other brothers as well. Then inshallah, from the 12th of Jamaad al-Ula, Ukhra, till the 16th of Jamaad al-Ukhra, that is the 1st of April to the 5th of April. Inshallah, there will be a safar taking place to the Eastern Cape safar. So whichever brothers want to go, as quickly as possible, should try to inform us. Those who want to go by plane also, brothers on that side said, inshallah, they will make arrangements for transportation and for going and coming back. So we should try to, if you want to go by plane, if you want to go by car also, you should try to inform Maulana Salman Musaji as quickly as possible. On the website, his details are there. You can, or otherwise, phone me. Inshallah, we will arrange, make the arrangements. So we should try and do so as quickly as possible. Then, inshallah, the South Coast Safar will be taking place the 26th of Jamaad al-Ukhra to the 29th of Jamaad al-Ukhra, which is the 15th of April to the 18th of April. From Yawmul Arbi'ah, from Wednesday until Yawmul Sabt, Saturday. This is 2 weeks after the Eastern Cape Safar. And thereafter, Hazrat will be traveling to Namibia and Mozambique on the 10th of Namibia and Zimbabwe, the 10th of Rajab to the 21st of Rajab. It is the 29th of April to the 10th of May. Namibia and Zimbabwe, 10th of Rajab to 21st of Rajab. This 29th of April to the 10th of May. And thereafter will be our Islai Jalsa taking place in Port Shepstone. That will be on the 2nd, 3rd and 4th of Shaban, which corresponds to the 21st, 22nd and 23rd of May. So we should try to participate. The more we can travel with our Sheikh, with our Kabir, inshallah, the more benefit a person will, attain. So inshallah, we should all try to give our names and give it to Hazrat, inshallah, inform before time, so arrangements can be made well in advance. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولشيخنا ولمشايخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم الأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد واصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.